All right, everyone. Well, welcome to the first edition of the Sports Geeks podcast. I'm here with writer Pat from our website. Most of you are probably familiar with our website and our Twitter feed. It's probably how you're, you came across this.
Hi, all.
All right, that's Pat. This is our first podcast, so we decided for the NFL season what we're going to do is just each week run down through all the week's games and give a little info and just make our picks, and then we'll have a little fantasy football, just pick the best players from each game we'll do at the end of the podcast. All right, so let's just get started.
Okay.
All right, the first game tonight, we're actually recording this at halftime of the Tennessee-Pittsburgh game. It's what's the score? 7-7 at halftime?
7-7, and yeah, we had talked before the game, and we both picked Pittsburgh, and I have that on Gmail chat. If anyone doesn't believe us, I can email it to prove. So we were both agreeing on Pittsburgh on this one.
All right, well, we'll see how that one turns out. And then Sunday's games, first one's Miami at Atlanta. What do you think about that one?
Okay. You know, I got to go Atlanta. Just at home, Matt Ryan, second year, got some experience. Maybe different if it was in Miami. I'll be interested to see the Wildcat again this year, but I'm going Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm going there too. I honestly think Miami was overrated last year. They had an easy schedule, and I'm a Ravens fan for all you out there, and they got blown out by the Ravens. So I'm pretty convinced that Miami was maybe not the real deal, and I think Atlanta probably is.
Yeah, maybe a little bit fluky and people not used to that whole Wildcat
thing. Yeah, the Wildcat thing was kind of gimmicky, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Yep.
So. Next game, we got Kansas City at Baltimore. Like I said, I'm a Ravens fan, so of course I got Baltimore. Pat, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd like to argue with you and try to go against your hometown team, but no, Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City is not looking good. It sounds like Castle may or may not play, so.
That's what I've heard, too. I haven't, you know, I don't know if it's game time decision, but regardless, Castle or not, I don't think they're going to have any chance in this one.
All right. Next, we got Philadelphia at Carolina.
I think could be a good game. This was one I was kind of tossing up, you know. I couldn't decide, but I think I have to go Philly at the end of things. People talk about the distraction with Mike Vick. I think they'll get it done. I think McNabb has put up with enough distractions, considering that the whole T.O. debacle. So I think he can handle this. I think Philly gets it done at Carolina.
Yeah, I don't think the Mike Vick thing will really be an issue either. I got Philadelphia too. I think we all watched DeLome implode in the playoffs last year. So that's probably our lasting memory of the Panthers. You know, seems like they're pretty good every year, but I like Philly in that one.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next up, we got Jacksonville at Indy.
Who do you got?
I got Indy. I just don't believe in Jacksonville at all.
Yeah, I just can't get too excited about him. I mean, I like Maurice Jones-Drew or MJD, but just not enough for me. Colt's good. I know Marvin Harrison. He's off shooting up blocks somewhere. But I think Reggie Wayne's a fine replacement. And, I think Colts will roll in this one. Plus, Peyton's on a fantasy team of mine, so I got to be rooting for that. So.
All right. And then Dallas at Tampa Bay. I hate Dallas, really. Probably second to the Steelers. Dallas is my least favorite team. But I got to take them over Tampa Bay. I don't see any reason why Tampa Bay would be good. And that's really all there is to it.
Yeah, I hear you. I think I am going to go against you on this one, though. I'm going to take Tampa Bay at home. I think there's been just some off-season stuff. I was listening to, I think, Dan Patrick this afternoon talking about Wade Phillips just really hasn't gotten it done since he's gotten there. I think there's some pressures on him since Owens left. And you know what? I think I'm going to go out and might be shooting myself for that one. But I'm going with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, man, I can definitely see. I think Dallas is the better team, but I think they've proven time and time again that they can just go out there and lay an egg any given week. So
yeah, and I'm not sold on Romo, not a Romo fan. I don't like the Cowboys, but I'm just, you know, I'm not sold on them, and I'm going to go out there and say they're losing the season opener.
All right, sounds good. We got Detroit at New Orleans, the 0-16 Lions.
I'll go out on a limb and say we're both picking New Orleans.
Yeah, that's true. We don't even need to discuss that, really.
Oh, yeah, let's just.
All right, next, New York Jets at Houston.
How about you go first on this one?
I got Houston. A lot of people, you know, Houston seems like a sexy pick they have this year for everyone to win the division. You know, I'm not really that into them, but I saw Mark Sanchez play against the Ravens. He didn't look that great. Mm-hmm. It'll be his first game. I think he'll probably have some jitters, so I like Houston as long as Matt Schaub plays.
All Yep, I'm with you on that one. I'm picking Houston. Andre Johnson's tough. Then Mario Williams will, I think, give Sanchez fits back there if he is starting. And first game for a rookie. Not everybody's Matt Ryan. I'm going Houston. So.
All right. Next up, we got Minnesota at Cleveland.
All right. Well, I am the Minnesota boy, and I am definitely picking the Vikings in this one. I think it'll be I don't want to say easy victory, but I think it'll be interesting to see. I'm excited to see Brett Favre in his first game. I kind of hope he quiets some of the doubters about him being too old. I'd like to see him take some of that pressure away from Adrian Peterson.
All right. Yeah, I got Minnesota too. Cleveland's run defense is terrible. And I think it's been terrible for in recent memory. So I don't see any reason why AP shouldn't or AD shouldn't run all over them all day long.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
That's just the thing.
I think, well, he runs against, you know, guys stacking eight in the box. And if Cleveland's that poor against it, I'd be a fluke for him to have a bad day.
Yeah, I looked it up, and they were like, I think, 28th against the run last year defensively. The bottom five, at least. I can't remember exactly where.
Yeah, not what you want against Minnesota.
All right, and then Denver at Cincinnati. What do you think here?
Another toss-up game for me. I don't know who's favored in this one. I'm not sure. Regardless, I'm going with Denver. You know what? No, I'm not going with Denver. Sorry, scratch that. I'm going with Cincinnati. I've been watching Ocho Cinco on the Twitter. He seems like he's focused. Well, he's focused on football and Twitter. I don't know which one takes precedence, but I'm going Cincinnati.
All right, I went Denver on this one. Cincinnati, I think, you know, this seems like they have some injuries. Like Carson Palmer, he's kind of iffy, but I think Kyle Orton is too.
Yeah, so, and that's why I lean in towards Denver, but there's problems with Orton to begin with, and then if he's not playing, that's why I went away with him. But definitely.
And then there's, of course, Brandon Marshall thing, which, like, who knows at this point whether he'll play significant time or.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of these receivers are a dime a dozen, it seems like. Kind of, you know, for what they do in a game, how many touches they get and how much they talk and make demands. He's a good player.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of talented guys that are just jokers, really.
Yeah, let their egos get in the way, and I think they think they're more important than they actually
That's
are.
That's why a guy like Larry Fitzgerald is so rare, just a guy that works hard and doesn't talk crap all the time, so.
Yeah, well, that's because he's from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
speaking of Fitzgerald, next game we got San Francisco at Arizona.
I'm going with the NFC champs in this one.
All right, me too.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know a lot about San Francisco going into the year. I don't know.
I think San Francisco is one of those teams you don't really hear about, with the exception of the Michael Crabtree thing, which he may not play at all this year, which is stupid, but.
Yeah, why not get that guaranteed money? I agree.
Like, I don't recall that happening recently where a guy just sits out the whole season and then goes back into the draft.
No, like, the only place I heard it was Rubio in basketball.
Yeah, can he possibly, he's not going to get drafted higher if he goes back because he'll just have done nothing for the last year. So, that's a bad decision on his behalf, but. Yeah,
and with those guaranteed rookie dollars going in the first round, I don't know how you don't pass it up. Play a year, wind your way off the team. It can be done. I mean, Eli Manning got off the Chargers before he ever stepped on the field. So,
sure.
I mean, can be done. So.
All right, next game is a NFC East battle between the Washington Redskins and New York Giants.
Go first. You can
take
it.
The Giants. I'm from the D.C. area, so could be tempted to go with Washington, but I don't trust Jason Campbell at all. And it's at New York, so I'll take.
Yep. I'm going Giants too. I like Clinton Portis. He's a goofy guy, but I don't know. I'm not sold on that team. I think Giants got. I think they have their whole defensive line back, including Osa Umenyora, and that's a pretty intimidating front four there. So.
Exactly. All right. Next one, we got the St. Louis Rams at Seattle Seahawks. I'm taking Seattle. Rams were like 2-14 last year.
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I heard lots of good things about Hasselbeck this year. I'm not a fan of him, Seattle. But St. Louis is just so bad. If this were another team that, you know, underdog, I would maybe throw it in there to pick, but not St. Louis.
Yeah, apparently Hasselbeck lost. He had back problems and lost a bunch of weight to kind of try to relieve that. So, I mean, apparently he's looking good. So, Seattle, it's consensus there. And then Sunday night game, which is a good one. We got Chicago at Green Bay. Who you taking there?
I'm taking Green Bay. This might be my game of the week, possibly the best game outside of tonight's game. I think it's going to be good. It'll be interesting to see Cutler playing in Chicago, or playing for Chicago, I should say. But no, I think Green Bay's got a lot of talent and at home.
Yeah,
there
I got Green Bay too. I think as far as quarterbacks go, I think Cutler might be slightly better than Rodgers, but it'll be his first game playing, and Rodgers looked good last year, so he'll be definitely more comfortable at home at Lambeau. So.
Yep, and Rodgers is throwing to the better receivers than Cutler's got. So,
all right. Then we got two Monday night games this week.
Interesting.
We got Buffalo at New England and San Diego at Oakland. Are you picking any upsets here? Or?
Nope, I'm going with the favorites in both.
I mean, so. I don't know why they picked these Monday night games. They're pretty crappy.
Yeah, those were weak. I don't know if T.O. has that much pull, but I don't care about seeing T.O.'s first game.
I was pissed about this because the schedule people had to know that Oakland would be bad. So why did they put that game Monday night?
Yeah, I could have told you 5 years ago that Oakland would be bad in 2000. Yeah.
And Buffalo
and San Diego's projected potential to win the AFC, so why would you have that matchup?
Terrible.
Yeah, that's not good.
Sunday night matchup, Chicago-Green Bay, definitely better.
Yeah, that'll be the one. Maybe there'll be some baseball on Monday night that I can flip back and forth to. So we got our cherry pop there with our first, I guess, our virgin picks there. So
good to get out of the next thing we're going to do here on the Sports Geeks podcast is pick the top, our picks for the best fantasy quarterback, wide receiver, running back, and tight end for the week, who we think will perform the best.
And you said we're ignoring kicker and defense because those are boring positions, and no one really cares.
Kickers are just kind of kind of a crapshoot.
Not even really football players.
All right, so
no offense to any kickers out there.
Yeah. Who do you got for your quarterback this week?
I am going this week with it's got to be Drew Brees. Playing Detroit, just crappy defense, crappy team, and at home I think they're gonna air it out. Let him air it out. He might be on a MVP campaign this year. I don't think they're gonna try to slow him down.
All right, I got. I'm gonna go with Phillip Rivers. Monday night against Oakland. Oakland's pass defense. Defense period is a joke. What's that cornerback's last name? I don't even know how to pronounce his name from Oakland. Asamoah or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's has an injury. He may or may not play. So I like Phillip Rivers Monday night.
I like that. Yeah, we each picked teams that are crappy defense. Our quarterbacks are going to be crappy defense.
That's a key part of that. All right.
Yeah, that's big.
For running back, who you got?
I'm going with the hometown boy, Adrian Peterson. I watched him in preseason. Looked fast. Looked as good as ever. So.
Yeah, I picked him too. Like I mentioned earlier, the Cleveland running defense is a joke. So we got this. And then a wide receiver. Who do you got?
I'm going Randy Moss against Buffalo. I think there's been some bad blood between him and T.O. about who's the best number. 81, I guess. Yeah Dallas.
Yeah, real 81 or whatever.
The real 81, and I think he's going to be a little fired up, and I think Brady's going to be ready to go, too. I think they're going to let him air it out.
Pick. I'm going to go with Marquise Colston versus Detroit. I mean, I think Drew Brees, you picked earlier for quarterback, is probably going to have a big game. Colston, one of their main targets. I think talk about Pierre Thomas might not play, so they probably had to pass a lot.
Yeah, and he's a big play receiver, definitely a threat for those long bombs. Right, so, I like that one.
You got a tight end?
Tight end, I'm going with Tony Gonzalez. I mean, he's 50 years old, but I think first game, Matt Ryan will rely on him. I don't know if he's – I don't want to say he's the best target on the team, but he's certainly a big target and a red zone target. All right. So I am going with Tony Gonzalez.
I'm with a sleeper here. I went with Vasante Shenko from your Vikings.
Nice.
I just think Favre, is going to like that, having him around. He was, I think a top 10 fantasy tight end last year.
And I have
him on one of my teams, so I'm just going to go with that and try to get a big game out of him.
You know, he crossed my mind, too, and it'll be interesting to see because he's also a big target, and I think Favre will – he found him in the preseason games that I saw, so definitely a good pick there. I like that.
All right, we got to wrap this up. I think we're running out of time almost. So this is our first one. We popped our podcast cherries today, me and Pat, and we'd like to have some feedback if you guys listen to this. Hit us up on Twitter or – set up an email address, podcast@thesportsgeeks.com. Just send us your feedback, what stuff you want us to talk about, what was good, what was bad, and we'll see you guys next time.